Welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. I'm your host, Sarah, and on this bye week, we will be looking at the 2026 seats for the upcoming season. So there is some speculation. We have six seats that have not been confirmed. We have the second seat at Red Bull beside Max Verstappen. Neither seats have been filled at Mercedes. There's been no contract signed as of yet. The second Alpine seat alongside Pierre Gasly is open, and officially the two Racing Bull seats, there's no contract signed as well. We have all the other drivers have locked into their contracts, so let's look at some of the speculations. We do firmly believe that Mercedes will be signing Russell and Antonelli again. And so now the big question is going to be sitting with Red Bull. So who will be driving alongside Max Verstappen? So we think it is 100% going to be Isaac Hajar. We think Isaac is going to be moved up into that second seat to race alongside Max, which will leave his seat open at Racing Bulls. Now, we do think the two Racing Bull drivers are going to be Liam Lawson and Lindblad is going to be coming up. A lot of speculation about whether or not he's ready, but we do absolutely 100% think that he will be coming up. Now, looking now at the seat at Alpine, there's a lot of speculation about who this seat is going to go to. Will it go to a rookie? Will they keep Calapinto there? Will they bring Doohan back? There was also a lot of talk about what they're going to do with Yuki. We have seen some speculation online that they will not be bringing in that rookie for the second Racing Bull seat, that Yuki will move back to Racing Bulls alongside Liam Lawson. But we unfortunately think there is going to be no seat for Yuki this season. And now looking ahead to that last seat with Alpine, we again do not think it's going to be either Calapinto or Doohan. We think that they're going to go with a rookie and they're going to do much like they did this year. They're going to offer that seat up for the first five or six races of the season. And then if Fornali wins F2, we think he may move into that seat. Otherwise, you might see a room move in there. And that's it. It's a really short episode this week as we're getting ready for Baku. But on our next bye week, we're going to touch base and see. We think, you know, Mercedes typically firms up their contracts in September. So we're going to touch base again with the contracts on our next bye week. But join us on Monday as we detail the weekend in Baku. Thank you.